Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning guys. How are we?
Going very well, mate. Now, there's been some debate about the names of a couple of horses, but it seems as though common sense has prevailed.
Yes, that's right. Racing Australia announcing yesterday that Yukatown and Sandchuck will actually run under their original names in the Melbourne Cup. As we know, there was a horse in Adelaide called Yukatown, so there was conjecture, and it looked like for some stage that the Melbourne Cup favourite was going to have to change his name to Yucatan IRE, so Yucatan here, which would have been interesting to see whether the race caller stuck with the original or how everyone went about that. And obviously, Soundcheck was also going to go to Sound, but they spoke to the connections of the horses, and Yucatan's trainer in Adelaide basically saying he's got no issue with that horse being changed and, being changed back to its original name. And, it's only had the one start in Adelaide, and at the moment it's Spelling, I believe, anyway. So, it's the trainer there saying no worries at all. And it's pretty common sense there. It would have been probably a little bit silly to have them run under different names, and good to have that sorted before the big race on next Tuesday.
So have you got your ticket with Sound on it? You can still collect if it wins.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, imagine if it didn't, there would be outrage.
Brad, we listened back to Nothing Like a Day and winning the Derby, and of course then ran second in a Melbourne Cup and others. What are your thoughts regarding Thinking Big?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's not, Gay came out yesterday, Gay Woodhouse, and said that, if he wins the Derby this weekend, of course he'll satisfy the cause for the Melbourne Cup, and he'll run in the big race on and back up on Tuesday. So yeah, I guess it just depends on the horse, doesn't it? Thinking Big, he's come a long way, had a little bit of a break, come a long way again this preparation, and if he comes out and wins the Derby impressively, well, why not have a throw at the stumps with no weight on your back? Very promising 3-year-old. Seems to be handling everything really well at the moment. He puts himself up on speed and can kick off that. So I'm not one to doubt Gay Waterhouse and the team saying if he wins and comes through it well, we'll look out Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
What's happened to Tulip, Brad?
Yeah, Tulip's been retired. Some news through earlier this week about that horse. Of course, ran really well in an Everest last year, just behind the place getters there. But she's been a pretty good mare, hasn't she? Yeah, the 4-year-old won over $1 million in stakes money, won several good races and only had the 4 wins, but being competitive right at that level or the top level for some time, and won a Typhoon Tracy going back in February, and a Magic Knight stakes back as a 2-year-old as well before running third in a Golden Slipper. And she's done a good job over some time, and she'll go to the breeding bard now, and I'm sure we'll look forward to false stepping out on the racetrack one day.
Big noms always for Derby Day.
Yeah, they are. Most of the Group 1s have got really good nominations throughout. We've got, of course, we've got the 15 for the Coolmore Stud Stakes, Zusane, written by host there, Cesar, of course, who won the Roman Console up here. 24 for the Carbine Club, which is always one of those races that you get that next really good horse come out. The Derby, obviously Thinking Big, drawing Barrier 9 there, and a host of horses or 3-year-old fillies expected to line up in that Empire Row Stakes, of course the old Meyer Stakes there over the mile. So quite a few nominated, and several of them set to line up, which adds plenty of intrigue to that race as well.
You got one for us at Kensington today.
Yeah, look, I think the likes of Diplomatico and Maruna should be hard to beat, but look, they're probably at their right price now after a couple of scratchings this morning. Kensington, the best each way for me, race 6, number 5, Regent. They put up $12. Good luck to the punters who got that. Even on the way down, it's into $5 now. I still think that's okay. I think he'll start a little bit shorter. Love his 2 runs back. I think 3rd up now off a long break. He's ready to run really well on a good track here today. And by race 6, hopefully they'll be able to run on, and normally chops out late Kensington. They get down the outside. So expect him to settle a bit close and be hard to hold out. Each way, race 6, number 5, Regent, the one for me today.
You're a good man, Brad. Brad Davidson there. Race 6, number 5, Regent, each way all day.